Welcome to the Mayor's Memes podcast, hosted by Mayor
and Yitzchak.
As we always say, Mayor's Memes is more than a status, it's an experience. So another part of the awesome Mayor's Memes experience is this new fun podcast. On this podcast, we dive into the Jewish WhatsApp world to interview some of its influencers and uncover a little bit about their personalities. Today, we are privileged to be joined by our guest host, Noam Schachter.
Hi. Not taking over Hagler, though.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yitzchak was just a little busy today. And we're also joined.
Afterward, who should do it? After the podcast, we can vote who stays.
Right, yeah. We have to see who's going to stay as co-host. But, yeah. So here we have our guest co-host. Who's probably not going to be here next week because Hagler's going to be available again.
Fine.
But here's our guest host. And now we have our guest, Chaim Yehuda Meir, who's an attorney from Brooklyn, who also works for special needs kids. And in his free time, which is a lot nowadays because of Corona, he runs a CY status and a few WhatsApp chats. How are you doing, Chaim?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So we like to start our...
Everyone knows the drill by now.
Right, everyone knows the drill. We like to start with an icebreaker at the beginning of each interview to get comfortable with the guests. So today, our icebreaker was sent in by a fan, Ezra L., who's actually pretty chashuv. Listener of the podcast. If you would like to send in an icebreaker, don't hesitate. So we'd like to accept it. Okay, so Chaim, if you could have one wild animal as a pet, what would it be?
It would be a lion.
Why okay, is that?
You want to explain?
Yes, so the lion is like a protector and it's like the king of the jungles and they could be trained. So I think with a cage and the proper training, it would be a cool pet to have.
But what if it eats you?
Well, I would definitely have a trainer, certainly try to have a lot of food on hand, not get too close.
You got to get one of the really cool, like, whips and chairs, like the classic, like, circus thing.
Right. Yeah, CY Circus.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. That's another branch out you guys should definitely do.
Yeah.
So now that people know a little bit about, what you're like. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your life.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a recently admitted attorney. I've always worked with special needs kids as a CommAB counselor, volunteer. So now I divide my time between being...
A little bit of a loud truck. Sorry.
Okay. Between lawyering and advocating... Because I believe that whatever profession you go into, you always have to like, give back to the community.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And what about like your life before that? Before you became a lawyer, where are you from? What do you do? What have you been doing your whole life?
Oh, sure. So it's Flatbush born and bred. I went to elementary school here in Brooklyn. High school, I went to Breuer's. I was in Israel for a year in Netzach, and then tutoring, and then I decided to see college straight through. Did Turo, I continued working with special needs kids, did law school.
Sorry to interrupt, but do you do like a specific program with special needs kids or like on your own?
Oh, so it's like through agencies, I get paid like part-time, helping kids with their life skills, doing homework with them, taking them on trips to shul.
Right, very nice.
It's very nice.
So, and how do you get into the Jewish WhatsApp world? What do you do there?
So... It's actually through Mayor's Memes because I saw an ad for your WhatsApp on like Yeshiva World or something. And I said, oh, hey, this looks good. This is funny. Perhaps I could do this. So I took like my memes, Jewish legal news I was following, Torah thoughts, and put them onto my status. And I saw people were watching them. I did link exchanges, advertising, and it grew into like a nice little olam of people who might not know me personally, but appreciate the boost of spirituality, a boost of laughs.
Right. Even before you were in status world, I remember you even sponsored one of the first Mayor's Memes Challenge hosted by Yitzchak Hagler.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Right. So
what do you post on your status? Do you go for a certain agenda or do
well,
you
he makes, he's makes very good jokes.
Thank you.
Right. And you also said you post some Torah, some inspiration.
Yeah.
So it's like all around podcast, all around status.
And like we had someone even before, I like the joke now because now you're our fourth guest and we've only had people named Yossi and Chaim.
Oh, yeah.
So our other Chaim, you're brief who we had, our first episode, it was a little bit, our first guest, it was a little bit choppy, actually. But he is on a chat with you that's run by you, the Ultimate Mashup chat. So can you tell us a little about that? He tells us a little about it. Maybe you can tell us your side, maybe.
Oh, sure. The origin story. It was Chaim Yoyer, Ari Weber, and Yosef Meir Radin. They all were people who had been following my status. And we each had our own niche, like my memes, Ari's designs, Radin's dysfunctional adventures, and Chaim Yoyer's funny videos. So we figured we could put the best of each thing that we do and put them onto one chat called the Mashup Chat.
Right. Is that like a chat for other people to join? Or...
Yeah. So people, like, we post some of our content, and it's a closed group, but people, like, are able to view it all on the group. And, it's a lot of fun. And also, it's like a mix of, you know, like Torah, like, you know, memes, interesting like tutorials on designing.
Right.
How many people are on that chat? Like how big is that chat?
So it's like two groups now. It's about like, I would say like 220, 230 altogether.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And how can people get to your status and also find out about the Mashup chat?
Sure. So they could WhatsApp me at 917-538-8885.
And I believe there is a link in the description.
Yeah, so I could tell them all about that then, sure.
I put it in the description that then, and they could text you for the Ultimate Mashup chat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very nice.
Also, classic Mayor's meme podcast drill. But so what's your favorite quote and why?
Yeah, sure. So from the Vilna Gaon, he says in Mishlei, the entire purpose of our existence is to overcome our negative habits. And I think that's very applicable to WhatsApp because online, you could have like a lot of good or bad. So if people have like this platform, everyone's on, they're chatting, looking at news, etc. So at least they have like a positive outlet. So you go on it, yes. Now we're in Shovim and everything, but use it for positive purposes. Don't spread Lashnora, don't look at bad things. Look at good groups and share good things with others.
That was actually very nice, very meaningful, and very niche because you're able to be able to bring in the both your favorite quote, your personality, and the WhatsApp side of it.
What do you mean by the WhatsApp side?
Like he said, like it's very relevant in WhatsApp. So it's same thing. It's very applicable, and it's very nice to always get meaningful quotes.
Yeah, thanks. Because you don't have to like shun these platforms. You know, just use them for the right purposes. And I hope you know that's what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. Also. Guys, when did you like? How long ago did you start your status? Going back to the status for a little bit.
Oh, so it was only like once the pandemic started. I found myself, you know, with more time, and that's why I sort of like discovered it. You know, you had someone as a contact; they had used the contact, and then you could see the status. So that's when I really like built up on it.
Like we've discussed in the past, like there's this like Jewish dark web. Obviously, not dark. not in the connotation of like bad things, but like it's like secretive, like only find out from word of mouth kind of thing, where like people like sign around things, and it's like this great world that people don't really know about, an unusual world, and something interesting. So
also cool, like how you could grow from just like you sent to this guy, then that guy sent that.
Right, like Noah Mose tells me he wants to find out how you get the links.
And yeah, like if you could. You do like a family tree for like a status. So like you can like trace your status, like who got what and then where it went and then from there to where and
right.
So, yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much, CY, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Join CY status.
Join CY
status. It really sounds great.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us for this interview. Tune in next time for the next Mayor's Memes podcast, probably in a week from now. If you'd like to join the status or have any recommendations for our guests or have any other comments, WhatsApp 315-504-5101 or email mayorsmemes@gmail.com.
Also, any recommendations for icebreakers or questions we should ask?
We'd love to have it. Memes. Have a good night. Have a good day. Whatever time you're listening to this. You could be listening
for
to the
South African people.
Right.
Pretty sure there are some of those on Mayor's Memes.
Right, you're going to be listening to it like in like 7 years. Maybe we'll get it from followers in 7 years. Okay, so
maybe this
so good whatever it is.